Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Boy, we are pressing on Revelation. We're getting close to the end of it, so fear not, okay? We're in the 18th chapter, and we're going to finish it today. And the 18th chapter is about what? Yep. Fallen is Babylon the Great, and how the nations and how the kings and how the merchants are all crying out and wailing because Babylon has fallen. But we saw in the previous episode that there's one group that wasn't woeing and wailing. There was another group that was commanded to rejoice. Rejoice. Revelation 18, verse 20 says this, "Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her." So the angel proclaimed, hey, all those in heaven, the saints, the holy ones, the apostles, the prophets, everybody, you rejoice because God has pronounced judgment over Babylon for you. It says this, pronounced judgment for you against her. Now, let's just read these last few verses. There's something really interesting here. Really interesting, okay? Then, a strong angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and threw it into the sea, saying, "So will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence, and will not be found any longer." So there's another angel that appears here. John says, then a strong angel, and this angel picks up a stone. It's like a gigantic millstone, and he throws it into the sea, and he declares, "So will Babylon the Great be thrown down with violence and will not be found any longer." So it's like a word picture. It's a picture of what's going to happen to Babylon. This helps us understand that everything that John has seen so far to Babylon had not happened yet. Now, some people say, what happened immediately after John said this? I understand that, and I think they're in error in their interpretation of the scripture. It's just that simple. I'm not going to argue with them. I'll debate with you. I'm not going to get in a fight with you. We can argue as a debate, yeah. We can compare scripture with scripture. But no, we're not going to separate fellowship. We're not going to not be friends because of different interpretation along these lines. We will have different levels of preparation because of that, okay? But here we see that it's yet to come. He says Babylon's going to fall in the same way and suffer the same kind of violence as what you just saw when a gigantic millstone was thrown into the sea. Then he's going to describe, he describes what happens. The angel's still speaking. "And the sound of harpists and musicians and flute players and trumpeters will not be heard in you any longer." And let me just pause here for a moment. Oh, no, there's not going to be any joy. It's not going to be any jazz. It's not going to be anything else. Listen to the balance of it. "And no craftsman of any craft will be found in you any longer. And the sound of a mill will not be heard in you any longer. And the light of a lamp will not shine in you any longer. And the voice of a bridegroom and bride will not be heard in you any longer. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery." By your sorcery. Now, I want to show you something right here, and I don't want us to go too far with this, okay? I don't want your mind to leap too far. It's okay for your mind to leap. It's okay to think. I want you to think. I want you to consider things. But I get sort of irritated when people come to Revelation, any portion of the scripture, and they read something and they see something and they get a different insight into it than what they had before. And then they'll immediately do this. Well, this must mean this, 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 that kind of stuff. We don't want to go in that type of direction, okay? But we also don't want to live in fear of the truth. So what's being said here? He's saying, hey, life as you've known it is over. You're not going to have a musician, no more craftsman, no more sound in the middle of this life. No, all of this. And the reason is because the merchants who were great men on the earth, because all these nations, they were deceived by your sorcery. by your sorcery. And that word for sorcery is something I've mentioned several times here in the podcast. But boy, does it not bring something home today. The Greek word is pharmakia. Pharmakia. Yes, where we get the word pharmacy from. And it does refer to medication and magic. Okay, medication and magic. So according to Thayer, one definition is the use of drugs, administering drugs, okay? Another definition is poisoning. Another way the word is used is of sorcery and magical arts, okay? Particularly in connection with idolatry. And then another way that the word is used is metaphorically. And it speaks of seduction, speaks of deceptions of idolatry. Well, have we not experienced all of that? Okay, we have. We've experienced and seen all that kind of stuff. The pharmakia literally means occultic sorcery things, according to Zodiates, of witchcraft, he just says illicit pharmaceuticals, illicit, which in other words means that it hasn't been prescribed by a medical professional. Well, what have we learned about the prescribing of medical professionals in recent years? What have we learned about that? I've learned a lot. I've suspected a lot for decades, even to such a degree that we have made many personal decisions because of that. I've actually gotten in some lively debates with particularly one particular medical professional who just was constantly taking me to task about how wrong I was about something. Sadly, I have been proven to be correct about it. I haven't heard from him in many, many months now, likely many years now that I think about it. But that's the reason he throws in illicit. All pharmaceuticals have to be drawn into question. It refers to incantations with magical drugs and things like this. What is being said here? All the nations have been deceived by your pharmakia. All the nations have been deceived by your idolatry, Babylon. All the nations have been deceived by your incantations, by your drugs, by your pharmakia. All the nations have been deceived. The last verse, chapter 18, Revelation, says this, and in her, in Babylon, was found the blood of the prophets and of saints and all who have been slain on the earth. I think we have a lot more insight into this. We may even have the beginning of ultimate fulfillment of this. Folks, there are people by the millions, yes, by the millions, who are dying now because of this type of pharmakia, this type of sorcery, this type, all the nations were deceived, this type of deception, which is literally costing them their corporeal existence, their existence in this body. We have been forewarned about it by the word of the Lord through his angel right here about what's happening. And there's going to be an account. Babylon will be held to account by it because of the blood of the prophets, yes, the blood of the saints, yes, and all who have been slain on the earth. Yes, those who are believers that have been slain on the earth, even those who were not believers, because the nations have been deceived. Is it too late? I don't think so. I think the Lord wants to use his body not only to set the people free, but to set the people back from poor decisions they've made, deceptions they've been made, and to heal them of the evil of this pharmakia. Are you with me? God, do it. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.